My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in D.C. And you can also learn more about them and buy their stuff online at capitalsteps.com. Elena, I assume you're all refreshed and ready for a second term here, right?
I'm all refreshed and ready. The only downside today is my imaginary boyfriend died, but I don't. You know, other than that, I'm fine.
And did you lie about it then for a while?
He seemed so real online, but, you know, these things happen. So,
is there any question as to whether there will be a Capitol Steps song in it?
It's a lurdy die. Because Nancy Teo sounds like tainty mayo. It sounds like, if you flip the words, it sounds like something tainted you would put in your sandwich. So, yeah, second term, we'll get a whole new cabinet to make fun of. It should be great.
Yeah, you got John Kerry back in the... you know, in the show, I'm sure, once he's confirmed, which it appears he will be, a Secretary of State, you can dust off the John Kerry box.
If our audience can stand the excitement, we will bring him out on
stage. But John Kerry's arrival on the stage means that it's Hillary Clinton's time to take a step back. She had a big moment in the spotlight this week, taking some heat on the administration's handling of Benghazi. But ultimately, you know, her time as Secretary of State and really in the headlines is pretty much over here in the next couple of weeks.
That's right. So we were kind of getting nostalgic and looking back to when she was first appointed or first, you know, nominated for Secretary of State. You know, as you recall, she'd come off her presidential campaign. She had grander ambitions.
Sure.
And she was just a little ticked off at having to take this job. But I think she did a good job. And so it's time to look back.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It is such a pleasure to be here tonight. I am so delighted and happy to be here to introduce to you our new president, Barack. Oh, who am I kidding? This is my year, people. It should have been mine. That being said, please help me welcome President Barack Hussein Obama.
Hillary, thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. And welcome to my administration. I hope you're happy with your new position.
Whoa, wait a minute. Did I hear someone say there's a new position? Why haven't I heard about this?
No, Bill, see, what Barack is saying is that since he gets to be the leader of the free world, I should be happy being what so many women before me have been, a secretary.
Actually, what I was saying is that Hillary will play an important role in my administration. I've invited her to sit on my right hand.
So much for the circulation in your right hand. Hey, Barack, by the way, I understand that when you were taking the oath of office, John Roberts stumbled on the word faithfully. Kind of reminds me of my wedding vows.
Well, now it's time to look to the future. I'm hoping that as a member of my cabinet, Hillary will support my enormous stimulus package.
Yeah, good luck with that. But hey, look, you know, since the three of us are here, and I mean, I know that's not the good kind of three-way, but perhaps we could all work together for the good of the party.
Ebony
and ovaries is the ticket to liberals' destiny. Just like Alex Rodriguez, yes sir, we've got chemistry.
Folks say that he's untested wherever he goes. He'll need
lots of help and expertise to get things done from day one in his new White House.
His resume's thin,
like an Olsen twin.
Bill, you did campaign for me. Is there some way to thank you personally?
Just how soon can you send her somewhere, please, that's overseas?
What could possibly go wrong now? I guess we soon will see.
Oh, Elena, so are you guessing that Hillary will or won't run in 2016?
Oh, well, all I know is I'm hoping, because from a comedy standpoint, the Clintons have always been good to us.
Yeah, you've got a 20-year run with the Clintons, maybe even longer than that.
I don't want to push my luck, but, you know, we're always encouraging people who have, you know, funny resumes to run for president in the Capitol steps.
All right. So between that and Manti Te'o, man, you guys are in good shape.
The headlines are always good to us. If, you know, our worst fear is that everyone will get quietly competent and solve all the problems.
Yeah, there's no worry about it. There's a reason the Capitol steps have been around for over 30 years. There's no danger of that happening.
All right.
Anything else? You know, you've got Teo, you've got Lance Armstrong,
you've got
all sorts of stuff. So
we've got a whole new cabinet coming in, and as the confirmation hearings proceed, maybe Chuck Hagel will get controversial. Maybe, I don't know. Brennan, we're gonna be watching all of them.
All right, Capitol steps, paying attention to the news, and then giving us what's really going on behind all those stories. Elena, have a great weekend.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.